Hurricane Harvey and its aftermath have brought out some of the best and the worst of social media. There's the Instagram post of Pastor Arik Harding gently playing the piano in his flooded living room. There's the Facebook post that shows Houston resident John Nash defending his store from looters. But the vulnerability of Texas residents trying to survive the storm is just, you know, also brought internet hoaxes ranging from fake pictures of a submerged airport to that shark swimming down the highway. On Friday, we look at the week through social media with Femi Okeh of Al Jazeera English. Let's do that. Femi, hello.
Hello, Robin.
And let's listen to a little of that pastor playing in his flooded room. You know, the water's up to the bench. You can hear the water. Tell me more about this.
This is Arik Harding. He went back to his flooded home on Wednesday to basically pick up some toys for his kids because they were out of their home. They evacuated earlier on in the week and his kids didn't have games and their favourite stuffed toys, so he picked them up. And he also wanted to show his son, who loves playing the piano, that the piano still played. So he got a friend of his to film him for Instagram playing the piano.
Mm. What are people saying?
Oh, Splash Forward, what an appropriate name, says on Instagram, "Oh, now you did it. You made me cry. You found beauty in ashes." And Jen Brown also commented, "This will be etched on my heart when I remember Harvey, sorrow and hope." And Arik actually only has about 2,000 followers on Instagram, but this one post alone got over 14,000 comments. Actually, 2,000 followers on Instagram is quite a bit, but he got way more comments. And then also this video has been shared online, on various different media outlets as well, and it has really gone viral. It's such a beautiful video.
I mean, it's just, this has been an extraordinary storm in and of itself, but we've gotten to see it and see what it feels like to be in it because of social media. It's been amazing. By the way, anybody sending him a new piano?
Oh, wow. He's playing the piano because he's and he says, "I just want my son to know that the piano still plays." And he says, the pastor says, "I think it's finally sinking in a little. What we used to have as a city is gone." So people then started to say, "Hey, pastor, do you need a new piano?" One particular tweet came in yesterday, and that was from the singer Vanessa Carlton. And she says, "I'd like to get him a replacement piano if this one doesn't make it." So you can actually direct message him at Arik Harding, that's Arik with a C, Harding on Instagram. I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear from you. Also follow him because you can see how he and his community are recovering from Harvey and all of the flooding.
Well, we're thinking down the road, he's probably going to get a piano, but there may be hundreds of other people that will need one. So maybe that becomes, you know, a bigger movement to get musical instruments down to the area. There's the Facebook post from Nash John in Houston. He's in front of his grocery store carrying his shotgun, scaring away looters. Let's listen.
They looting the stores, and this man out here is trying to literally protect the community because he's saying the storm is
on. I still support law enforcement. Those that do right.
Okay, well, how are people reacting to that?
So what you see on the video is Nash John. It's a little grocery store. It's a car lot. And the lady you heard on that tape was Tay Mabry, who saw Nash John with a shotgun slung over his shoulder, watching looters looting this little grocery store. And he's just yelling at them, "You better get out. This is where we live. We need more real men out here to step up to protect where we live." And the looters saw Nash with his gun and ran off. Reaction: "That's a bleeping hero." Fill in the bleep. Is this and also Tay Mabry, as she was commenting and shooting this video on Facebook, said, "This is the sort of news that mainstream news outlets aren't showing you." And I think this is the gap, Robin, and you mentioned this. We're getting so much more insight into what's happening around Harvey, the recovery, the flooding, because people are posting their experiences, their stories. Yeah.
Look, there's also been an uproar over a beautiful photograph of a male rescuer carrying a woman who is cradling her baby through these high waters. The picture went viral. But then conservative blogger Matt Walsh tweeted out, "Woman cradles and protects child. Man carries and protects both. This is how it ought to be. Despite what your gender studies professor says," well, a gender studies professor weighed in.
Absolutely. Her name was Christina Wolbrecht, and she says, I couldn't resist responding. And then we have an epic Twitter debate. The thread goes on
forever.
11? I'm not going to do all 11. Let me just tell you the one of the points that she was making in her thread. We love to laud a woman cradling her child, but don't provide paid maternity leave. Comment number 10. In sum, your rigid analogical sexual division of labour and related hierarchy of value hurts both men and women. Multiple comments on this. And then the internet weighed in with some pictures. And the pictures were maybe just readdressing this idea of what should be an appropriate gender balance. We have a raccoon carrying a cat, a rat riding a cat, riding a dog. And Gabriella says, this is how it ought to be, despite what your gender studies professor says. And then, of course, the Michael Jackson gold statue with him hugging his monkey. That is how we should divide our labor.
All right.
So there's some humor there, yeah, but also a very fierce gender right. studies debate.
I want to say that the shark in the streets was a hoax, from Dublin. And also there are very serious fake websites for collecting money and everything. So be very careful of the fake rumors that are there as well. Femi, okay.
Oops. Absolutely. And online, just easy to avoid the hoaxes is just follow your trusted news source.
Right. Femi, okay.
NPR.
At NPR. Femi, okay, from Al Jazeera English. Thank you, Femi.
You're welcome.